Lastly, I wanted to say something about relations between science and art, which you put on the program, didn't you? It's worth thinking about. It's kind of tricky. My ideas about ontology and dances of agency actually come from my studies of scientific practice, not from art. And in that sense, these kind of works just show us the sort of performative relations with nature that scientists act out in their laboratories. In that respect, science and art are the same. But I want to just throw this out to talk about. I think there's something very special and peculiar about scientific dances of agency. The artistic dances of agency that I'm showing you here, in principle, go on forever, just backwards and forwards, continually emerging. That tree is growing. But scientists don't like that kind of dance of agency. They engage in dances of agency, but they want to bring it to an end. They want to get out of the dance of agency. What scientists want to do is build an instrument or a fact that is going to work reliably without any human intervention, something that is separate from them. What scientists want to do is find what I call islands of stability in the flux of becoming, as I called it in my talk. My first study of this was Donald Glaser building a bubble chamber. So you have this kind of very dense interaction with the instruments that goes on for a couple of years. But when the bubble chamber works, it stands apart from Glaser. He's not connected to it performatively in that sense anymore. There's a lot to say about these islands of stability. But I want to end with the question, where is the art that thematizes this scientific way of being in the world? It's not this kind of art, because this is about continual dances of agency. It's not about finding islands of stability. And it interests me that there really isn't any art that speaks directly to this point about islands of stability. The nearest thing I've found to it is the last picture, which I also showed this morning, the art of a collaboration called Hehe, which somehow tries to thematize the fact that, you know, in the world we live on these islands of stability, but our footing on them is kind of tenuous, right? So this is a kind of dynamic model of the deep water horizon oil spill with a little model kit that goes with it, a jet plane with flames coming out of the end. It seems to me that this kind of artwork actually speaks to how we live in general in the world, in the modern West. I did have myself an idea for a kind of artwork that would thematize this a bit more directly than building little models of it. My idea was for an installation that would be made out of spent nuclear fuel rods. And these fuel rods would be kind of heating up the way they do and getting hotter and hotter. And when you go into the installation, somebody gives you a bucket of water, right? So the job of the people who come into the installation is to throw the water on the fuel rods and keep them cool so that they don't explode. Most of the time it would work. Sometimes it would fail. The whole thing would explode. And there would be radioactivity. Wouldn't that be a beautiful...
or scale model of it.
Yeah, right.
That you could blow up.
A beautiful evocation of our ontological condition. Anyway, that's what I had to say. Thank you very much. And thank you, Peter.